If you're ready to confront your destiny, if this is the moment that you've been praying for, tune in and listen to your cosmic cheerleader, Commander Lady Athena, for cosmic pep talks, for closet Christs. The show is the voice of the Ashtar Command. The call is for you to step forward into your greatness. Be listening on Wednesday. We have an appointment with destiny.
Commander Lady Athena, and you're listening to the voice of the Ashtar Command. This evening our topic is very, very important. I'm going to tell you about it, and I'm going to lead you in a process where you can actually experience it for yourself. And our topic this evening is harmonic resonance, how to generate and maintain heart coherency. So let's take a deep breath. And call yourself forward through your lineages in spirit, through the office of the Christ, the order of Melchizedek, the Lord Jesus the Christ, and all of those who come through the aforementioned lineages that sponsor you in your service to this planet. Ask that whatever is for you tonight can be quickened, activated, cleared, ameliorated, secured, and anchored more fully in your energetic field. It's important to ask and be very specific in what you would like Spirit to do for you, for the simple reason that none of the higher forces of light will ever violate your free will. And the feeling in your heart. If there's the slightest doubt or fear or resistance to Spirit, that divine Spirit will back off. In other words, you're allowed to run your agendas, your separation, your ego, your opinions, and do your thing for as long as you want, until you're ready to become like a little child, totally yielded and opened to Almighty God and the many divine agencies that will come forward to stand in with you in your perfecting process, in your process of securing and anchoring yourself irrevocably in your divine identity. Everything comes when you're willing to be open and accessible and available without any resistance. Tonight I want to look at something very important, because we're at a time in our planetary experience when we, the people of light, the people of open, loving hearts, are the vanguard, the very drive engine, along with the Christ and the Masters of Wisdom. We are the driving force that will move this planet irrevocably beyond any possibility of a third world war, any possibility of destruction. That's our dharma. That's our call. That's what we're here for. And to do that, we must be people of heart. The heart is absolutely the center most important quality. And again, it goes beyond the fleshly organ being in your chest. But it is closely aligned with that, because the spiritual heart resides close to and around the physical heart. so that the feeling in the upper torso, which has been called the chalice and also the cosmic magnet, is divinely calibrated to beat in harmony with the divine heart. Esoterically speaking, the heart is the hierarchy. The hierarchy consists of the men and women that have managed to perfect love so that they live consistently from unconditional divine love. They constitute the saving force, the messianic outreach from the very heart of God, from the very highest positive divine realms of spirit. And you take your place in that great hierarchy of light, that great assembly of just men and women made perfect in the heart. When you consecrate yourself to come in as a disciple of the higher life, which means you come under the discipline willingly of your own accord, your own agreement, to come under the disciplining of your thoughts and your feelings and your actions so that they line up consistently with goodwill and compassion and kinship with all life. Now, we of other worlds have not come in under the fall. We are of worlds that did not come under the fall, which occurred on your planet during the Atlantean root race. And that so genetically traumatized, let's say, Earth and Earth humanity that you've been in a restoration process ever since. And a succession of great souls have come in to assist and to lend whatever encodements and gifts they had to impart to assist in shifting you back into congruency with the divine plan. So restoring the divine plan has been the work throughout the ages of the men and women of light, the masters and the adepts. And perhaps some of you listening have been in that great assembly itself. Maybe you stand at an advancement within the spiritual process. But whether or not you do, the challenge is to each day bring it forward, to manifest it each day. And the key to manifestation is to match what you intend to bring forward with a feeling in your heart. You manifest your feelings, not just your thoughts. If your heart's not in it, you're not going to manifest it. It's not going to happen, nor will you succeed. That's why the Bible speaks again and again that whatever we do, we should do it with all of our heart, as if unto the Lord. Half-heartedness, lukewarmness, is spewed out of the mouth of creation. It cannot pass into the higher levels because it lacks fire. And a heart that's congruent is a fire with that divine transfigurative fire, the Shekinah glory, that we must have to move into God consciousness and to be able to sustain it in this world. So this is of foremost importance, for your heart and the condition and feeling in your heart is what you attract, not your desires. You attract what you are, what you have inside you as your heart, as your feeling, not what you want. So the key is to have your inner heartmost feelings and your thoughts operate in agreement, in congruency. Then the actions and manifestation will naturally follow. That's how the great avatar, Satya Sai Baba, was able to manifest instantly. Many, many times I sat in the interview with him, and I would sit where I could look up under his hand as he would materialize, and he would think of something out of the spontaneous love of his heart for someone, and I would watch this little ball of light appear under his palm, and he would reach out and grab it as it would materialize into whatever he had thought that he wanted to give. Sometimes it was a ring, sometimes it was a rosary, sometimes it was a sweet. Many times I've eaten sweets and things that he would materialize for those of us that were there for Christmas or some other holiday. And he said that those were not cities. Cities are yogic powers that are generated through one's own biophysical energetics and spiritual practice. But Sai Baba said that his was genuine divine creation, which was his nature. It was the spontaneous outpouring of his love towards those of us that he wanted to give pleasure to and delight. So he was able to manifest instantly, he said, because his heart, his thoughts, and his actions were in perfect harmony and agreement. And that's also why many people are frustrated in their attempts to materialize and manifest, because there's no agreement between what they feel or say or think and what they actually do in their actions. You know, human behavior is all over the map. So initiation and soul integration and infusion is a process of bringing all of these levels within and without into harmonic agreement and coherency. And when that is accomplished, one is said to be established in soul awareness or atmic awareness. So it's a process that we're all, every single one of us, either attempting for the first time or have gained some major proficiency or are in the last stages of perfecting that process. And the heart is the model of all of creation. Not only is the heart represented esoterically as the assembly of just men and women made perfect in God, in other words, the spiritual hierarchy, but it's also the model of cosmos itself. In fact, in that magnificent book, A Treatise on Cosmic Fire, written in conjunction by Alice Bailey in conjunction with the Tibetan master Joel Kuhl, there's a diagram in that book that shows the earth and how the energetics of the earth flow in and through the earth. And it looks exactly like a heart, functions just like a heart. And in fact, the heart is the model because within the heart, we are also in congruent alignment, or soon to be congruent alignment, with the heart of the great central sun systems, which we call the cosmic Christos. And so it goes into the hyperspatial universes that form the great central sun universes. And there are 12 universes that emanate from the great central sun. And the sun, within the sun, within the sun, that the physical sun simply veils, as all forms do in the outer world. So Earthmen got out of balance when the connection between the mind and the heart was lost during the fall of Atlantis, the Atlantean root race, which took place for a long, long period of time. And at the time of the destruction of the major island of Atlantis, about 98,000 years ago, the masters who at that time were living openly with humanity withdrew to the Himalayas, to Shambhala, to the inner earth Shambhala, to the various places in the desert vastness and the wilderness, and they were no longer accessible to humanity. They worked behind the scenes, and through their disciples and initiates who were in the world but were worked with subjectively and intuitively. That is changing now and has been changing for the past several decades with the advent and externalization of the celestial and planetary lords and ladies of light onto the physical plane, where many of them now live outwardly. And in the years to come, and very soon to come, they will be openly acknowledged in the world and once again will open up the ancient initiatic centers so that you can actually go physically to a master and have an initiation or go through an ascension chamber onto the physical planet, just as it was at one time long ago. So these technologies of light, of transfiguration, that is actually facilitated by the understanding of universal law, is being reinstituted and restored to planet Earth. And all of us are part of that externalization. Each one of us on Earth assignment is specifically and uniquely encoded with a particular resonance that we contribute to the collective. Our messages, our writings, our teachings, whatever it is we do, contributes to the overall whole. It's part of the resonant field, part of the tapestry of light. We don't have to be all things to all people. We only need to be true to what has been deposited in our heart, in our consciousness. And as we're true to that which is, I would say, intrinsically part of our innermost core essence, when we're true to that, we find our work really has a tremendous impact, because truth always stands on its own sturdy feet, doesn't need any defending, doesn't need any kind of support. It's its own support. But truth must emanate from the knowing of the heart. Only the heart has wisdom. Only the heart has that knowing. And the heart is carried from incarnation to incarnation as the major permanent atom around which all the other permanent atoms take a coalescency in forming your subtle bodies, much like the planets revolve around the sun. It's the same type of process. So consider yourself to be like a heartbeat of God. Your soul is a heartbeat of God. That's how intimately the cosmic heart beats through you. I remember when I was with a great adept, Nicholas Roark's son, Svetoslav Roark in India. He beat the cosmic rhythms on my knee to imprint those cosmic rhythms into my body. I can't duplicate them now, but he actually took his hand and beat out the tall, the cadence of the inflow and outflow of the heart of God, of the heart of hierarchy, of the heart of Shambhala, of the heart of the stronghold of all that is great and holy and exalted. So I feel that he actually implanted into me the frequency that I transmit through what I share verbally to the best of my ability. It's certainly nothing that I could do of my own, but I've had such extraordinary input from so many great souls that I've been privileged to meet physically, both of this world and from other worlds, that transmission comes through in what is shared in these weekly seminars. So there's been a long succession of teachers that have been sharing by various means whatever they felt would correct man and bring him back into heart congruency. And since this is the end of the 26,000-year cycle, Earth and man must no longer dawdle. They must be advanced. They must progress now and graduate. And those that are absolutely not able to do so, they will go into remedial schools and planetary systems to continue. But they will not be allowed at this point to fall back. And that's the good news. That's, I believe, kind of new information coming through the hierarchy. So all of the stops have been pulled out to enable man to make this quantum leap now, so that not one single soul will be lost in this particular graduation. So the entire process of initiation is practiced in the ancient mystery schools and in the ones that are currently in operation upon the subtle planes, and the ones that will be upon the Earth for the new wave of souls that will be coming in after the shift, is to restore Earthman back to where he was before the fall occurred on this planet, and to carry those forward that are coming in and will be coming in the future, so that they never go back into that fallen state, so that there isn't a constant recycling of warfare and the repeating of the past errors in a kind of loop that man has been entrapped in and seemingly unable to escape without divine intervention, which did come. So in the 1940s and 50s, Earthman drew the attention of those of us from other worlds, and I'm going to add myself in there since I come most recently from Venus and identify more with being a Venusian than I do an Earthling. So I'm going to say we, and also because I'm speaking on behalf of the Ashtar Galactic Command, which has a large number of Venusians, and of course Lord Ashtar, who is a Venusian. So that's why there's the we in there. So in the 40s and 50s, Earth drew the attention of we, of the planet Venus initially, because we and Commander Ashtar was alerted that Earth humanity was detonating atomic bombs. And that was initially interpreted as a distress call. And then when the fleets came in to observe and see what was happening, there was a shock at the degradation that occurred in the biosphere of the Earth and where it was beginning to go back into that old Atlantean loop and fall into some of the same errors that had caused the previous destruction. And that's when we started coming in and initially appearing to a person here and there, taking them aboard ship, showing them what could be, visions of what could be. And we began to influence some people who were receptive to our teachings to write books and to share their experiences. And that was the first wave of contactees, of which I was privileged to meet many of these early contactees who actually had been taken aboard ship, who had met beings from other worlds, and actually were taken to other planetary systems. All of the planets in our solar system and other solar systems are inhabited. Man is ubiquitous throughout all of creation. The Earth humanoid is a mixture and a hybrid of many, many genetic lineages, which makes the Earth human very, very unique and special in a sense. It's like, a stew where the best ingredients were brought from everywhere and contributed to the overall taste, flavor. And all of these contacts were of and with very, very advanced souls, divine souls, souls that were in complete harmony with universal law, with the one creator, and with one another. In fact, there has not been war in all of these divine planetary systems, including our solar system, for, they say, millions of years. Millions of years. So what is happening when people have these Star Wars kind of scenarios is that they're actually slipping into the astral reenactment of what happened a long, long time ago, but has long since been healed. And you have to go into a past time cell, parallel reality, and in order to encounter any kind of a semblance of warfare. So none of that's happening now. Now, all, and I'm going to make a bold statement here, but all negative so-called extraterrestrial experience does not involve extraterrestrials at all, but interdimensional astral entities, some of which slip through a breach in the time-space continuum that was opened by the time travel and experiments that occurred by, I don't want to say the name out loud, but certain covert experiments that were done by the United States and others in collusion with these interdimensional astral entities is what people are experiencing as negative ET experiences. And I just want to go on record to say that that is not ever what happens when you have a genuine, genuine extraterrestrial experience. In fact, Sai Baba said that the extraterrestrials are so advanced that they actually don't want to have much to do with Earth, because Earth is considered to be a very violent and primitive planet. So that's what Sai Baba had to say about that. But he also said that the Ashtar Command were divine beings that had a definite role to play at this time. And so, yes, he did validate the existence of the Ashtar Command and the work that we are doing on the planet to assist in the expansion of divine awareness and the ascending of this planet into a higher version of the Earth. So until this feeling of heart coherency is generated, where there's an inner agreement between the inner and the outer, people talk and talk and talk about it, but they're not able to actually live it as a daily lifestyle. So I wanted to share with you a group and a device that has been developed that will assist you in determining whether or not you're in heart coherency. It's called the Heart Math Institute, and it has been doing extensive scientific research and gathering data on heart coherency. That's their field. And demonstrating it and finding ways to measure it and to determine when, by a form of biofeedback, you're actually in heart coherency and what creates it and generates it. And it's called an EM wave machine, and it's small. You can carry it in your hand with you, and it actually, it's not very expensive. It's about $299, so I think it's well worth the investment if you'd like to have some definite indication in your own life that, you know, whether or not you're in heart coherency. So this heartfelt vibration and cultivating and sustaining it is your very key, not only to the ascension process, but to physical health, longevity, vitality, abundance, really to everything. I think this is really the lost chord, the lost harmonic chord that so many upon this planet are just now beginning to rediscover and resonate within their lives. And when you are established in heart coherency and only acting and speaking from the loving harmony of your heart, it's impossible to hate or harm anyone or anything. So heart coherency is the very root of ahimsa or nonviolence. And it's impossible to create a war without having a feeling of warring within. Isn't that amazing? I think some of you have already discovered that sometimes people will try to make you into their enemy, and there's nothing within you that can match that frequency. You know, they may hate you and attack you and say all sorts of negative things about you, and you just don't feel anything but love towards them. Isn't that interesting? That's because you're in heart coherency, and you can't feel hatred or negativity if you're in heart coherency. And that would end all the wars in the world if enough people would hold heart coherency. So, I would like to lead us now in an experience of heart coherency so that you can have a very simple way to establish yourself in it and to, moreover, generate it. Okay? Are you ready? First, take a deep breath and relax. And just ask the Lord to help you to begin to feel your heart. Begin to really place your energy on your heart. And to show you how to live from a happy heart resonance. How to have that happy lightheartedness. That joy of your salvation, as it's called in the Bible. That the joy of the Lord is your strength. So, Holy Spirit, we ask you to take each one of us and place us in a completely heart-coherent state. And let each person have their experience of that. And then let them remember how to place themselves into that vibration. Okay? You start by placing your hand on your heart because your attention very naturally goes to where you touch. Now take a deep breath and focus on your heart and feel a sense of gratitude and appreciation. Just think of someone or something that you truly, truly appreciate and care for. You could imagine yourself holding a little lamb or a bunny or a kitten or a puppy. Whatever opens and softens your heart. Now just keep breathing in and out of your heart, as if your heart had little nostrils. And just allow your feelings to build, to generate heartfelt feelings of loving appreciation and gratitude and caring and compassion. And if you would like, I think it's a good idea to express your love verbally to God. I love you, God. I love you, Lord Jesus. I love you, Ashtar Command. And say your own name. And your loved ones. And just express your gratitude for whatever you have in your life. And you notice as you do that, your vibrations keep lifting. And you feel more and more heart coherency. And I'll just bask in that sweet resonance. And consecrate your day to loving service to all life. And if this is nighttime for you before you go to bed, consecrate your soul travels to serving wherever you would be most needed during the night. And this is your simple key to maintaining heart coherency. And this resonance will open every divine door to you. Everything will come to you through grace as you simply cultivate and maintain the harmonic resonance of your heart. And again, to recapitulate, you start by taking a deep breath and asking the Lord to help you to enter heart coherency. And then you place your hand on your heart. And as you take a deep breath, you focus upon your heart, feeling a sense of gratitude and appreciation, of caring and compassion. As you think of someone or something that you love or feel a great deal of appreciation for, something sweet, gentle, a kitten or a bunny or a puppy, something like that. And then as you focus upon your heart, and you keep breathing in and out, as if your heart had little nostrils, you begin to verbally express your love and appreciation to God, to yourself, to your loved ones, to your enemies, if you have any, to everything. Express your love and your gratitude. And that's it. Isn't that simple? Let's just take a deep breath. And thank the Father. Dear Lord, thank you so much for giving us this precious teaching and for showing us how simply to return to our heart. And we trust that the good work that you've begun in us, you're not going to leave us half-baked. you're going to bring it through to perfection. Because you bridge all of our own inadequacies with your own perfect love. And thus, we are assured success as we co-partner with you in learning how to be people of the heart. Thank you, Lord. So as we ask, we always know that we receive. Whatever we ask, we receive it. And we trust that it has its full time to mature and manifest in its perfect way through us. But the minute you ask for something in spirit, it is instantly given to you. And then in time, sometimes we have to grow where we can receive that full promise. But it is given nevertheless, and it will be perfected in you in God's perfect timing and way. So we of other worlds have learned how to maintain this so that we actually live from an experience of universal kinship with all life. We experience living in a unified field in which we are all literally one. And as a result, we do not have arguments or war upon any of our planets, and not one single one of our spacecraft has any type of defensive implements, none whatsoever. We have force fields that protect us from energies, keeps us from having accidents, and also keeps the celestial junk, you know, the junk, space junk that's out there, and the asteroids and other things, it keeps them from impacting our craft. And if, God forbid, it ever came to a point where it would be our life or the life of another, we would willingly sacrifice our life rather than to take the life of another. That simply is not anything we can do because of the heart coherency at which we vibrate. Now, Earth is undergoing a transformation in which she will be admitted into the same alliance that we are members of, which is the Alliance of United and Peaceful Worlds. And Earth will be admitted as the newest member. And you may wonder how this could possibly be, given the current state of Earth. But regardless of appearances seemingly to the contrary, the transformation of Earth is taking place, and those warring factions and those agents are giving up the fight or are learning the lesson that they had failed to learn before and are recanting and reforming, or they're leaving the planet in one way or another. But they're not being allowed to re-embody on the Earth. So all of the souls coming in, I would say, not limiting it to the early 80s, but I would say every soul born since the 80s is an advanced soul that is has been allowed to embody because they are capable of holding a heart coherent rate. So many great souls have in the past and are currently taking birth on this Earth specifically to serve in shifting the Earth into a vibration of loving, harmony, and goodwill and kinship with all life. So members of the Earth spiritual hierarchy of masters are currently living in the outer world, as is their great leader, the Lord Maitreya. The Lord Maitreya, whom I haven't spoken of for a while now, but I did in earlier seminars, was the very first monad, or the very first soul, the very first spirit, to attain individualization upon the Earth, and the very first of Earth's humanity to attain the goal of mastership, the attainment of the fifth dimension, the fifth initiation of mastery. and the first fruit, in other words, of the human life ways. Not speaking of Jesus, who was not from the earth, but from Venus. He is the Lord Sananda Kumara, one of the Kumaras that came in from Venus. So I'm not speaking of the Master Jesus. I'm speaking of the one that's called the Lord Maitreya, who is actually called Maitreya Buddha. And he is the Lord of the Tushita, or fifth kingdom upon the inner planes. And he is externalized now. I've had many extraordinary experiences with him, and he's living at this time upon the planet in London. So, in time, everyone on Earth will know of these great masters, and they will be living openly with humanity, and we already know where some of them are living. So, there's one living in Rome, one in Moscow, one above Los Angeles, one in Tokyo, one in London, one in Darjeeling. They're all over the place. There's quite a few now. So also living upon Earth are many men and women from Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, and elsewhere that have come in various ways. I've met quite a few of them. Some have densified their astral bodies, like Omnic Onik, who came in from Venus. Some are born with a clear recall of having come from another planet, like Boriska, the boy from Mars, a Russian boy. Or like myself, I came in with a conscious knowledge of having come from Venus most recently. Some have come in as walk-ins, or as I currently have, those like myself who've come back in time from the future. However, we get here, we all come in to model heart coherency in some way and loving kinship with all life and to assure that Earth's transformation will be successful. And we're happy to say, as of 2012, that things are progressing very well. And we come to give you all a word of encouragement as to your future. And I know, obviously, there are many voices sharing vastly different worldviews from vastly different positionings within the time-space continuum. I'm coming from the position of looking at it from an event that's already occurred as I've come back in time from the future. And so I can only share what I'm encoded to share. But I don't see any of the doom and gloom and the things that a lot of people are seeing out there. I just have not been given that to as a vision, nor have I been given that to share as a message. So I have to be congruent with what I'm encoded to share. And as Lady Athena of the Ashtar Galactic Command, I can only share that all is proceeding according to the divine plan at this point. And we're not going to have a global collapse of the economy. That has been divinely headed off at the pass, let's put it that way. In fact, we're entering into, I understand now from recent prophetic input, that these 7 years that we're entering into are years of great abundance, where we're going to have a tremendous increase of the technology of light that's going to reveal tremendous insights into the science of light and sound for healing, medicine, replicating, teleportating, levitating, creating and manifesting. Outrageously wonderful things. Things that are going to come in so rapidly, they're going to boggle your mind. The technology that is being released to humanity now to get us over this hump. So don't worry if the grid should happen to go out with one of these solar flares. We've got something so incredible in the wings that you're going to be dancing for joy in the streets. It's going to be that wonderful. You're going to see a great enhancement of wealth that's going to begin to cover the earth with the needful things so that eventually all forms of need and want and hunger and disparity between the haves and the have-nots will be completely eradicated. I don't know that that's going to happen in the next 7 years, but it could. But these next 7 years are years of plenty. And the plenty goes to those who are of the heart, heart coherency. Those that are in the closed-down negative states are going to kind of find themselves short-circuited in just about every way in their life. And that will be the feedback that they're not congruent with the energies that are flooding the earth at this time. You're going to have tremendous breakthroughs and cures for many of the ailments that have up until now plagued humanity. In fact, Ashtar told me that we will come to a vibrational state where disease will be out-vibed, as it were. We won't be able to get disease because our vibration will be too high. All disease comes in as a result of a lack of loving vibration. Disease cannot come into a body that is congruent in the vibration of love because the body is designed for one purpose, and that is to transmit God's love into time and space. And when it's doing that, it stays vital, healthy, young, and serviceable. Now, also, your stock market is going to go to unprecedented heights, and it's going to be largely in the areas of new technology. So be aware that there are ways to stay home at this time, if that's what you want to do, and begin to become very abundant by knowing where to sow seed and to support the new things that are coming out that are life-enhancing for all of humanity. And this is the key here. If it's good for everyone, then that's what you support. If anyone loses or is destroyed or is neglected or abused or stepped upon in the process, do not invest into that. Anything that is a technology of death is a technology of darkness. Do not support anything that is a technology that takes life. So that's your guideline there. So everything that brings us into a sense of where we are one humanity, one race of man, speaking one language, the language of the heart, that are creations of one God who is omnipresent, known by a variety of names, worshipped and adored under a variety of forms, but nevertheless, one formless divine spirit, that is divine love, that is the life that has breathed us all into manifestation, and we are all brothers and sisters sharing this beautiful, beautiful planet. We have technologies in the wings that will reverse every one of the technological mishaps and abuses that have occurred to your biosphere. In fact, at this time, the Ashtar Command has been very diligently for many, many, many decades neutralizing the excess radioactivity as much as is permitted through karmic law. And so that's why you've had less and less of the effects that you would have had had we just left you alone and not done anything to assist. Now, atomic warfare is under the supreme scepter and rod of the Lord Sanat Kumara, the regent of the planet Earth and the head of Shambhala, and is not allowed to be used to destroy humanity. Absolutely will not be allowed. So these are very powerful things that I want you to hear tonight and to embrace of. And as you probably noticed, I come in encoded with many, many lineages of spiritual teachings that I share in these transmissions. The encodements I carry are ones of synthesis, which enable, like a radio, I'm able to transmit on a variety of wavelengths, like different channels that you could turn to. And it's because the message is a universal one for people at various stages of understanding, integration, initiation, and spiritual affinity and understanding. So that these different seminars are, at least one of them is going to be able to speak directly into your life in a way that will be heart-opening and resonance-setting for you. And that's why we have a slightly different lens and energy that we transmit with each of our seminars. And it has to be that way if it's a universal message coming from a galactic command, such as this is. The messages are all encoded to anchor the heart and to activate and awaken the heart and to draw one into a deeper loving relationship and conscious divine communion with God and with each other. So no matter what we say, or if we say nothing and hum, doo-da, doo-da, the frequency is going to draw you nearer and dearer to the heart of God and to the heart of each other. And the cosmic energies that are now impacting the Earth and all of humanity in this galaxy and universe is bringing the transformation and alteration upon all levels. And while physically this always produces changes in the actual physical planets, in the sun, in the atmosphere, in the weather patterns, which you've been experiencing, and also inward changings, because all the unhealed issues are brought to the surface so they can be resolved and released, and to make room for that divine coherent resonance of the heart. So that's why you have whatever it is that you're going through now. And this is happening both to individuals and nations, because nations, like individuals, are at different ages, spiritually speaking. And the younger nations are behave in a different way than the more mature nations. So everyone is a soul, and a nation also has a soul. So whether you're a soul that's embodied as a nation or a soul that's embodied as an individual, you still have a soul lesson that you've come here to learn. Your days ahead are going to be bright, as I've said, and positive. According to what we're currently foreseeing, and I think it's helpful to know that your job market is going to greatly increase, because as the old ways of making a living become obsolete, obviously the new industries and the new things that are coming on the planet are going to need workers. Inventions are going to be released, so those of you who have an inventive skill, be attentive, because we have some wonderful inventions that we will show you aboard ship when you come up with us at night, and we will release to you on your drawing board and your blueprints when you awaken in the daytime. So be attentive and begin to bring through more of a continuity of your time with us into your physical life. And you will do that when you really want to do that and prioritize that. You will have a greater, less of a disparity between your life here and your life with us in the higher realms and aboard ship. So this is a very great possibility, because every human being that moves into coherency is part of ending war in your planet. And as more and more people refuse to participate in againstness and conflict, this will cause an enormous global shift. And it doesn't take everyone doing this, but only, comparatively speaking, a small percentage to hold that harmonic resonance for everyone. So years ago, we used to caution that man had two choices, transformation or destruction. But now, because of the divine intervention that has come in assistance to humanity, and because of the presence of the masters of this and other worlds who have come in especially, to address this time of crisis, and most importantly, the advent of the cosmic avatar, Satya Sai Baba. We are absolutely assured now of the Earth's successful transfiguration and transformation and moving into this higher divine representation. In fact, the Sai avatar is coming in a Trikaya, a triple incarnation. The previous one was Shirdi Baba at the turn of the century, Satya Sai Baba, who has just completed his time in the physical, and Prema Sai Baba, who is due to appear at any moment. So we are well covered with the cosmic avatars as we come into this last little bit of the years of shifting. During the months and years ahead of us, there will be dramatic and stunning discoveries and breakthroughs in science, medicine, technology, astronomy, astrophysics, astrochemistry, biochemistry, consciousness frontiers, spiritual revelation, and the very nature of God, life, the cosmos, and man's purpose within it. True, nothing will be the same as it was before, but it will be so much better. So hang in there with the changes. Don't be afraid. Fear is false evidence appearing real. Cast it out. Cast out doubt. And default on faith and trust, because all is well. And however the changes are orchestrated, know that they're orchestrated with loving beneficence for the highest divine good and destiny for all to take place. Wickedness will be short-circuited and will ultimately disappear, both within and without. Jesus, 2,000 years ago, took all of the karma that had been accrued to humanity onto the cross and was the fall guy for humanity. And also Sai Baba said in 1979 that all of the karma had been released and forgiven for all souls that were on a spiritual path. Lord Sananda reiterated that in 1988. And I just learned that in 1999, Omnic from Venus said that the karmic slate had been wiped clean. So here you have all of these voices coming in different times to say the same thing. So all karma has been canceled for all people who are sincerely seeking the light and or are on a path of light. So that's a tremendous gift, and it means that from now on, you can live the best, most positive life as possible without carrying the heavy burdens of previous mistakes, weighing you down. So feel this in your heart and know that's the key to all manifestations. And the energies to focus upon as you go through your day is appreciation, gratitude, caring, and compassion. And as you create your life from appreciation, gratitude, caring, and compassion, you will be able to maintain heart coherency. And I think that is the greatest gift we could possibly have. I hope this information has been a blessing to you. It's been a great joy for me to convey it tonight. And I hope that it gives you a happy and light heart as you face the future and go forward into the first day of the rest of your wonderful cosmic lives. So we'll go out chanting on I Heal, which is a vibration of heart coherency and loving kinship with all life. Deep breath. Hashem, Adonai, blessed is the name of the Lord, Adonai.